Now I'm terrified because the next hour I'm spending it with, and they say don't ever work with children and animals, and I've got four kids in the studio with us. We've got to, in part one we're going to bring in Tristan and Kaya, and then for part one we're going to chat to Jess. You alright, Jess?
Yeah.
And you're the oldest one of the team. You're like really, really old.
That's Tristan.
Is it Tristan? He's the oldest. But he goes to bed the earliest. That's incredible. No, he doesn't. No, it's Tom. Thomas goes to bed half eight, we just found out. Okay, so, but you're not the oldest then?
Second oldest.
You're the second oldest, but you allow to stay up until 11 o'clock at night. That's incredible. Whereas poor old Thomas there, you're not happy about that, are you?
No.
8:30. When you go to bed, do you like, you know, kick and scream and say, I'm going to stay up longer?
No.
Or are you happy to go to bed?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I never wake up in the mornings.
You know, what, you see, do you go to bed straight away? Do you go to sleep straight away?
No. Well, I get put to go in bed at 8:30, but I end up going to sleep at about 10.
Well, what are you doing?
I just lay there.
You just lay there? Right, okay. Come on, you've got some technology under your pillow, haven't you?
Well, no, I've got a radio in my room, so I just put that on quietly, and then that helps a bit.
It helps a bit, does it? So you can't sleep when you go to bed that early? I suppose, you know, no, just lately it's been really hot as well.
It's too light and it's really hot.
And we've worked out that your mum and dad put you in a cupboard to go to sleep. Is that right? You said it was a room with no windows. And we said that's a cupboard, isn't it?
Well, it's got, like, it's got a room on either side. So I'm like in the middle.
Oh, right.
So it can't have windows.
So you're a wardrobe. You go sleep in a wardrobe. Come on, Karen. That's your mum, isn't it? You know, get this guy some windows. All right. So 8:30, that's when you go to bed. All right. And you are, just remind us, how old are you?
12.
12. Do you think that's right? 8:30? It's fair?
Yeah, because, like, we should get more sleep. Because people who go, if they go to school, they go to bed at, like, 10, 11, but they, like, won't wake up until really late in the morning, so they'll be late to school, and then they'll make up some stupid excuse.
Yeah?
For being late.
Okay.
Just go to bed earlier, and then you'll wake up earlier.
Do you know what I get from you, just in the space of a couple of hours since you've been coming in? With what your mum is putting in place, you come across as a very switched-on young man. And, you know, whilst other kids are going to be, you know, a little bit tired because they've gone to bed early, you're a little bit more organised.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing. So I think whatever your mum is putting in place, it works, doesn't it?
Mm.
Okay, I'm liking that. Whereas you, young lady, 11 o'clock? That's way too late. Are you tired today, though? Can you handle it?
No, I can handle it.
You're all right going to bed at 11 o'clock. Do you think, all right, okay, I'm staying up until 11 o'clock?
No, I think I'll go to bed early tonight and then I just never do.
Right.
Just get distracted.
What do you get distracted by?
Netflix.
Right, which brings us on to the topic. Okay, so you're 14 and you were 14 yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to say happy birthday, Thomas?
No.
No.
It was yesterday.
Love the honesty. Yeah, but that's okay. You could say happy birthday if you wanted to.
If
but
I
you don't.
Wanted
you,
to.
You don't, if I wanted to, I don't want to. All right. So one of the things I said earlier on, this really kind of annoys me, but then maybe it shouldn't, because it doesn't bother me. It shouldn't bother me because I don't have kids that are 12. But whenever I watch a film and they say this film has bad language, it also has sexual scenes and stuff like that, and it will say 12, you've got to be 12 to watch it. And I think, well, hang on a minute. Would I expect a 12-year-old to swear in front of a grown-up? Would I, at the age of 12, you're not allowed to have sex, so why should you be watching it? But they put it in these films and they allow you to watch it. What do you think about that, Thomas? I think personally that if it's got those things in, then it should be rated accordingly. Just say, for instance, you're not allowed to have sex until you are 16, so that should be a rated 16 film.
Yeah.
If you are allowed to swear in front of your parents, which, you know, at some point in your life you probably will, but at this moment in time you won't. You probably won't until you're at least 16, so again, they should... what do you think on that?
Well, I think that they should just make it older, because, like, kids, they will learn about it in school.
Sure.
But they'll learn about not to do it until they're a certain age.
Right.
So, like, the films are making them feel like they could do it at the age they are when they're watching it, because the film's been rated for their age. So it's like if it's made for an older older years, when they can do it, then it won't be as bad because they know that they can do it at that age. But if it's for younger people, then they can't, but it'll like teach them to do it.
Is it a contradiction, the whole thing? This whole, you know, when they rate a film or rate a game, because there'll be games with, you know, say, similar sorts of things in, similar sorts of issues, where they'll say, well, you've got to be 18 to play it, and yet kids 13, 14 are playing these games. You know, is it a contradiction? Would you rather that they said, right, okay, hard and fast rule, we're going to change it, it's going to be 16 and you're not watching it anymore, so there'll be certain films you wouldn't be able to watch?
Well, they should, because it teaches the children the bad things that they shouldn't know until they're that age. Like,
okay, well, just coming at it from a different angle, does that mean, because I think these days, you know, nippers like yourself, again, I'm going to shoot myself in the foot here, you ought to be a little bit streetwise. So we can't protect you from everything. So you need to have a little bit of streetwise. So maybe that's the reason why. But what would you think to that?
Well, like, it's... You do need to know a bit about it, but, like, just not loads, because if you know, like, too much, you'll be thinking that you can do it, like...
All right, what? Thinking it's okay?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you're a switched-on... Can I call you a nipper?
If you want.
You're a switched-on nipper. And you are, you know that if you watch a film and it's got some bad language in it, you know that you're not allowed to. I'm guessing you do, don't you?
Yeah.
You know that you're not allowed to swear in here, don't you? Which is good. So you know but you know that's the difference. Okay, you can hear it and you can see it on the TV, but you know that it's wrong. So with that in mind, it's not quite so bad. What do you think, Jess?
Well, I think you shouldn't make them higher. You can't be completely ignorant to, like, things that happen. No, like, the children that are, like, under 12 or, like, are 12, you can't stop them from watching something, because they, most time, like, they're going to already know most of it. So if they can't watch, like, a film or play a game because it's got, like, swearing in it, it's not really fair.
Well, why rate it, then, if that's a... what you feel. I mean, why rate it?
Because sometimes they have to rate it, because, like, if adults are buying, like, a game for their children, it's like, it says it's got swearing or it's got, like, sex or something in it, adults are going to want to know that, and it's got to have, like, an age limit for, like, children that are really young, like 8-year-olds. But as, like, you sort of, like, more teenager years, you should be able to have more knowledge and, like, freedom with what you can watch and play.
Okay, but isn't it a parent's duty to kind of protect you from, you know, the outside world? And, yeah, okay, we get you ready for the outside world and gradually increase things and so on. Like, you go to bed at 11 o'clock, he goes to bed at 8:30, and I'm sure when he's 13, your mum will say, okay, you can stay up until 9 in your little box room, all right? And when you're 11, we'll put a window in it. How's that? you know, and I'm guessing that's right and proper, but what sort of... you know, what sort of message are we going to send if we just sort of say, and you'll get parents that will be able to do this and control it, and make youngsters and see the youngsters go through in the right way, and you'll also get youngsters that will feel like, well, you're allowing me to do this, so I'm going to do those things that's on the TV, like smoke and swear in front of old people and so on and so forth.
Parents know their children. So if they know that their child is going to, like, want to do the stuff they see, they won't buy it. But if they know the child's going to, like, see, like, what's on, like, what they're watching and, like, know they're not going to do that stuff, then they should be able to buy it without there being a limit.
So would you rather have some kind of rating system that's in place that reflects what you're saying?
It, like, the parents pick what it should be instead of just, like, store saying if you're, like, not this age, you can't play it. You can't watch it.
Because parents know their kids, the stores don't.
Yeah, parents know the kids better because each, like, child is different and has, like, different, like, limits, and parents are stricter, some aren't. So they should be in control instead of, like, stores being in control of what their kid can watch or do.
Okay, it's interesting because then all of a sudden, I'm guessing this is why we've got ratings, because it then comes down to... families or parents' thoughts on these things, and they're making up their own rules. surely, you know, we've got to have something that we stick to hard and fast. I mean, just say for instance, we've got smoking. I think you have to be 18. Whereas, you know, we go back 30 odd years, you could be in and go and buy some cigarettes, and you can't now. What would you say to that?
Well, I just think, like, if you can't, if it's like illegal, you shouldn't be able to buy like cigarettes, like cigarettes. You shouldn't be able to buy them if you're like under the age. But like parents, I don't know how. I don't know.
All right, well, it's refreshing to hear. You've got a very mature attitude, and I like that. And what's good about this, and what the whole thing is, it's old people like me talking to youngsters like you and asking you about how you feel and so on and so forth. And it's reconnecting with youngsters. And what I get from four people that have been in there so far, very sensible and very grown-up people, that, okay, it might be legal to say, okay, well, we're now going to let you watch these kind of films if you want to, but you've got to bear in mind that you can't do the stuff that you're going to see on these films. And, you know, I'm guessing that the four of you in this room are grown up enough to respect that and do that, but sadly there will be others that won't be quite so mature. And they'll think that, oh, hang on a bit, because he's smoking, because he's doing that, I'm going to do a bit of this and a bit of that as well. It comes down to parenting, doesn't it, I guess, and the maturity of the child. Have you nodded off?
No, not yet.
So what do you think on that, then?
Well, like, parents, they do know their kids well.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. But, like, if they know their kids are bad and they know they're going to do it, then they just won't buy it. Like, or they might buy it for them to watch, but just not have it on when the children are around or in the same room.
Do you go to bed, like, and you know, because in the playground next day, do you go to bed and say, well, what time do you go to bed? And when you go half eight, do any of your kids that makes the same age say, well, I don't go to bed till 10 o'clock?
Well, yeah, they do, but...
How do you feel about that?
I feel like they're just stupid for going to bed so late, because they're, like, quite a lot of them, they'll be late into school, because they haven't got up as early, because they're tired, because they've got gone to bed so late.
So what you're saying is, you are so older than your years. You sure you're only 12? Because I'm liking that. And that's because there's things in place that we stick to. And if we sort of suddenly have these things where, okay, you can watch these programs and you shouldn't be watching them because they're rated 16 and you're only 12, you know, that works, doesn't it? Your mum's put something in place that works for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can tell that all that those some of those kids that you're you know, that you know are going to bed too late, and they're being late for school next day, yeah, and so on, which obviously that doesn't work, does it?
No.
So you've got some rules in place, which, let's be honest, rules has got to be, you know, we've got to have rules, haven't we?
Yeah.
Otherwise, where would we be? But what would you do? What would you do, honestly, with this the film ratings? Just say, for instance, you're allowed to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You're allowed to watch Game of Thrones?
What?
Really?
I don't know, because we don't have it, but, you know, right. I probably it depends what parents think.
Okay.
But I don't know.
You don't know?
I might be able to, because I've watched some that are older than that are rated higher than my age.
Okay. So you have a great, I mean, it sounds like you have a good relationship with your mum. There's a lot of trust involved here.
Yeah.
All right, okay. What do you think? Do you have that same kind of mechanism in place?
Yeah, I feel like my parents would mostly trust me to watch whatever I think I should be allowed to watch.
Okay.
And they'd let me.
Okay. All right, we're just getting away with everything, aren't you? All right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to bring the other two in a mo. Is there anything else you want to add to that? Anything else you want to add? Pocket money. I know this might be something. Do you get pocket money
I
as well?
I get some sometimes.
Do you earn it? Do you have to earn it?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you do for earning your pocket money then?
Put the washing away, put it out on the washing line.
You peg it out on the line?
Yeah.
Really?
Some of it.
You're not lying, are you?
No.
All right. So you actually, your mum gets you to peg out. So you're doing all of those things. I would never have done that at age 12. So you're learning a lot there, aren't you? Do you learn values?
Yeah.
You know, like, do you understand your mum? Your mum, not only, even though you don't know what your mum does in the hospital, whether she's a nurse, a doctor, or a porter, or whatever, you're learning some values. She's out to work all day, and you're. Would you do it if you didn't earn any money from it?
What if it was to help? Then yeah, but like, if I needed to, I would. But like, if I didn't, then I don't know.
You wouldn't, would you?
Not
Come
really.
On, you wouldn't.
No.
See, I like the honesty. You can't lie, can you? So, what else did you do around the house to help out?
Just help wash stuff.
Wash stuff.
Put stuff away.
Put stuff. Oh, come on, what do you wash? I mean, do you wash up?
Well,
do you go, you know, wash up cups, saucers?
Put it in the dishwasher and, like, put stuff in the washing machine and take it out.
And you see that as working, do you? Putting stuff in a dishwasher.
Well, I do. I put away the stuff that I've made dirty.
Right, okay.
Like, I clean up my mess.
I'm liking that. Okay, you dug yourself out of a bit of a hole there, didn't you? So when you say you clear up your mess, so if you make a cup of tea, a coffee?
Yeah.
You drink tea or coffee?
Yeah.
You do? How many? We've got four, just so you can picture this at home, we've got four people in the studio, five including me, but teas, coffees, do you drink tea or coffee?
Hate them both.
No, I hate them both. You drink tea and coffee.
I'm allowed to drink tea.
And others, tea and coffee?
Allowed.
Tea and coffee. They're all, so I'm surprised at that. You're outnumbered. Because normally there are so many more youngsters that don't drink tea and coffee now. Than not. I mean, you say, I'm guessing it's because your mum and dad are tea drinkers and influence on. Do you have sugar in it?
No.
Don't have sugar in it either?
No.
Wow, that's a very. Are you sure you're only 12?
Yeah.
Crikey. That is. What about you? So, what do you drink in this place?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
Lots of hot chocolate.
Lots.
Yeah.
Sugar and stuff like that.
Sugar, marshmallows, cream.
Right. Oh, marshmallows as well.
Yeah.
Is that tempting, Thomas? Is that tempting?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm.
Would you rather have that than your tea and your coffee?
Well, sometimes, yeah, but, like, not all the time. Like,
right.
Not the only thing. The only hot drink I'd drink would be that. Like, I'd drink other stuff as well.
Yeah. All right.
Not just one thing for the whole time.
Are you, like, fussy when it comes down to food as well?
No.
Yeah. What about takeaways? Do you have any takeaways?
Not really.
No?
We have them on special occasions, like birthdays.
See, I like what your mum's done, you know, put in some kind of, you know, so I'm guessing that because of that, that things are in place and you know where you are, guidelines and so on, and if, you know, treats, takeaways are treats, and if you're good, you have that, and if you get in pocket money, you've got to earn it.
Yeah.
I like that, and the chances are, don't break that. See, there I am praising you, and you reckon the joint, aren't you? What would you say about what you're hearing from Thomas now? Have you got that kind of mechanism in place at home?
I have to, if I want money, I don't just give money, I have to go to work and get it.
Okay, that's good.
And generally, like, basic chores, like, if I'm cleaning up after myself, that's just expected of me. It's not any, I don't get extra money or anything from it.
Okay. Do you make your own bed?
Yeah, I have to do, like, the washing and make my bed and then just do general.
So you have
chores.
To make your own bed?
Yeah.
And you make your own bed every morning before you come out, or do you do that when you get home?
No, I make it in the morning.
Is it tidy?
Yes.
Truthfully?
Very tidy.
Yeah? What about you, Thomas? Is your room, is your cupboard tidy?
It is sometimes, but it does get messy sometimes.
Well, why don't you tidy up then?
Well, because I've got loads of stuff. And I don't have anywhere to put it. Like, I've got too many clothes.
You got too many clothes,
have
you?
I've got too many clothes.
Has your mum said that? You got too many clothes?
Yeah.
All right, so you got too many clothes in the cupboard that you're in. What are we going to do about it?
Don't know.
All right.
Have less clothes.
Okay, we're gonna take a break in a mo, and then we're going to come back with Tristan and Kaya. That's how you say it, isn't it? That's right. Okay, anything else you want to add to that? In your defence? So are we going to, you know, disagree with the age groups on films and TV programmes? Should it just be, look, take them away because nobody takes any notice of them and let parents decide?
Yeah, they should just be taken away because it's like even younger children will watch stuff as long as the parents let them. It's like no one really looks at the age unless they're buying it.
Okay, and what do you think?
Well, it's up to their parents. If their parents think that they can trust them enough to watch a film that's age-rated older than they are, then they can get it for them. But, like, if they don't trust them, just don't get it. But, like, I don't know why they should put it on, because shops, they just put it on as, like, a guideline. But they don't really need it, because parents will buy, like, maybe a 16 for a 14-year-old, because they can trust their child enough to watch it. But then they won't buy it for... Maybe they won't buy it for, like, a similar film for a 14-year-old at a similar age rating, just because they don't trust their child enough to watch it.
Do you know, it's amazing talking to you. It really is. You make a lot of sense. I really get what you're saying. I still think that there should be something in place, and maybe it should be hard and fast. But, you know, like you say, it comes down to trust. And you can put all these rules in place. I don't mean to say people are going to, you know, take note of them. But thank you for that. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the next two contestants.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
Did you have a good day with Grandpa yesterday?
Yeah, we went to the Shipwreck Centre, a maritime museum with Tarleton Barnes. It was amazing. They had loads of things found deep under the sea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like gold and silver coins, old diving suits, and a real mermaid. I even did a treasure hunt and got a prize.
That sounds great. Did Grandpa have fun?
He loved it. And he loved the free parking.
That sounds like Grandpa.
The Shipwreck Centre and Maritime Museum, a real flavour of the maritime world. For more, go to shipwreckcentre.com.
The Four P's Project is proudly supported by Wheeler's Solicitors, helping you achieve your aims in life. We deal with residential and commercial conveyancing, wills, lasting powers of attorney, and probate. For more information, call us on 01983 533 938 or check out wheelers-solicitors.com.
Have you ever experienced a light lunch or just a snack on a double-decker bus? Well, now you can at the Bus Stop Cafe, situated in Hollyhurst Park, Branstow, Sandown. We open 7 days a week, where you can sit back and enjoy tea, coffee, a cold drink, sandwiches, light lunches, smoothies and shakes, and yummy, yummy cakes in this diverse setting. And there's free on-site parking. We cater for all occasions, birthdays, clubs, parties. Check out our feedback and customer reviews on Facebook. The Bus Stop Cafe, Hollyhurst Park, Branstow, Sandown.
Red Squirrel Property Shop are an independent, family-run local business that's honest, trustworthy and reliable. Isn't that exactly what you need when renting out your home? Honesty. At Red Squirrel Property Shop, we help rent out and manage properties all over the island. We can offer you various services from guaranteed rent on time, fully managed and tenant introduction. We are there to help take away the stress from renting out your home. Call us today to have the life of a stress-free landlord on 01983 521-212.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.
Welcome back then, part two of today's Lunchtime Social Debate. We're joined by the Arts Blast team from Medina College, and the next two contestants that we have in is it Kaya?
Yeah.
Kaya. Just move a little bit closer to that microphone, Kaya. Kaya's like famous because she's played the Isle of Wight Festival. None of you like have. Is that right? And you're on stage. How long were you on stage for?
I just did one song.
You just did one song? All by yourself? So
yeah.
What song did you actually sing yourself?
This Girl's on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Brilliant. And did you get like a big, massive round of applause?
Yeah.
You did? Was it a real buzz?
Yeah.
Was it scary?
A little bit. We did it, we had to do it on the Saturday and the Sunday. So when I did it on the Saturday, I was a little bit nervous, but then I went on the Sunday, it was a little bit more relaxing because I knew I'd done it, so
sure.
And it'd be fine.
So was that a little bit more enjoyable, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Now, we've got Thomas over there who's let slip that he goes to bed at 8:30, okay, and you go to bed a little bit later?
10.
So, you know, and we've noticed, Thomas and I have noticed that you yawn a lot, and we're saying that you ought to go to bed a little bit earlier, maybe 9:30. What do you think?
No.
Why not?
Because I've got to watch Love Island.
Oh, Christ. There's a topic. Is that what? That's the thing. Is it Love Island? What time does Love Island start then?
9 o'clock.
Okay, and everyone is Love Island fans in? No, a couple of screwed up faces. Tom's thinking, I'm in bed by then. What would I know about it? Right, okay. So you're a Love Island fan.
Yeah.
You know, that is something I think would be banned from the screens anyway. I don't think anybody should be watching that. But you watch every episode?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. You heard us what we were talking about. We're talking about films, and if you're watching a 12, there's some language in it that shouldn't be. You know, you wouldn't expect a 12-year-old to watch, say, and so on. Do you agree with the rest of the team that it comes down to parenting, or do you have a different view?
Yeah, I think it comes down to how well the parent knows the child. I feel like if the parent knows that the child's mature enough to watch the film and not repeat any of what's in the film, then yeah, I think it's acceptable. But if the parent knows that the child might do something that's in the film, then I don't think it's very acceptable, I guess, to show them the film.
I'm guessing if you, just say for instance, if you started watching a film and then you started using some of the language or some of the things that was being said or done in this particular program that was perhaps a little bit older for you, then you would probably have to say, hey, hang on a minute, we're not going to let you watch this because your behaviour has changed.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough, because in the end, the parents trusted you to not use that sort of language, and you've sort of betrayed their trust in a way.
Okay, everyone gets a nickname. So Tufty, have you seen when he's got his headphones on? There's a little Tufty bit. That's what we. That's a Tufty.
Oh great,
Tufty Tristan. What do you think?
I think it always comes down to the parents if they can trust their child to not repeat the actions or whatever happened within the film, and to not bring it into their actual life. So I think it's down to the parents and, see what they think.
Is there anything in the past that you've been stopped watching or game playing because you're not old enough?
A film, yeah.
Go on, can you say what film it is?
Logan.
Logan. What's Logan? Somebody just texted you. Is that what that bell was? You could have got away with it. We could have just said it was just sound effects. It's fine. Logan. What's Logan?
It's about a... it's like Wolverine.
Right.
And killing, and there's a lot of bad language in it, and because of those reasons, I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Okay, is this Logan that it's got your favourite actor in?
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. And is that the last one of the Wolverine films?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So we've got that recorded at home, and I've never watched it because I haven't watched the rest of them. Would I need to watch them before I watch that one? Do you know that? Have you watched all the others?
Yeah.
You've watched all the others.
Yeah.
And did they have bad language in as well?
No.
No, so this one has?
Yeah.
Are you disappointed by that?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, disappointed you're not allowed to watch it, or disappointed because there's bad language in it?
I'm not allowed to watch it.
Okay. So when... do you sort of ask the question then, well, when will I be able to?
It's a 15, so when I'm 15, I'll be able to watch it.
So you are the oldest member of the team, so you're 14, but...
Yeah.
So how... Is that what you're going to do on your 15th birthday?
No.
Just watch that film right until then. Okay, so when are you 15?
In February.
So you got a little while to wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that's right or wrong? Do you feel hard done by or not?
It just all depends what the graphics and what is actually maintained within the film. If the child wanted to see a film and the parents have never heard of it before, the parents should go and watch it to see if it's okay for their child to watch it, and if it's approved by them, then the child can go and watch it.
Oh, crikey, I couldn't think of anything worse than going to watch Logan. If I hadn't watched the rest of them, it'd be an absolute nightmare. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm guessing that's acceptable parenting. That's responsible parenting is probably a better way of putting it, which is interesting. What about music and stuff like that? Because when I was younger, your age, we used to have a chart, and you used to have all of these songs in, and if they... I would imagine... Every now and again you would have a song that had some bad language in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at today's chart, there's probably about at least 10 to 15 songs that have Do any of you have Apple Music or anything
like
that?
Yeah, I do.
So you've got that E, the explicit. And there's something else. They use something else. Certain songs are rated really bad explicit. Some are just explicit. And I'm thinking, what's the difference? They've both got bad language in. And we would get into trouble. Just say, for instance, if we played a song which had a word in, a particular word in, that you might hear on in a film age 12, but if we played it on the radio with that word in, we would get into trouble.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
Like, the word could be, like, discriminating someone or something. So, like, you might get a call or something, and they were, like, saying, like, something horrible, like, why do you, like, put this on or anything? But most radios these days, like, block the word or phrase or whatever it is out. So, like, the viewers, because there might be young viewers, like, 5, and, like, their parents probably don't, like, want them to copy the word, so normally radio stations, like, blank out the word. Like with another word sounding similar, or
they re-record it and do it with another word in. But more and more now, the sad thing is I've done a lot of research over the last couple of years, and more songs are recorded with bad language in, and there aren't other versions, cleaner versions available. You have to physically block out your own words. The only way that you stop your kids from listening to this is when you go into your Apple settings or your Amazon settings and you say, right, nothing with those words in. But it's a case of how things have changed, and I'm just saying, at some point, every song's going to have bad language in. And if what someone else was saying, you know, we should just leave it in. If we work on her theory, we just leave it in and tell our kids just to, you know, you're not allowed to use that as you would watch a film. But in music, it's different. We can't play it on the airwaves because we get into trouble, which is quite kind of frustrating. But for me, my point of view, it's like you've got one law in place and it kind of, you know, it defeats the object, because if you're allowed to accept these words in a film or a TV program, when it comes down to the songs being sung, you can't play them. And it is, it's just, so I say, I like the fact that you've got the rules in place, and it is a no, sorry, you can't watch it. So that film that you want to watch is a rated 15, and I respect that, the fact that you can't watch it because you're not 15. But Jess, tell us, you'll say, oh, you should watch that, you know, it comes down to trust. What do you think there, Kaya?
Well, I'm not really sure about that one. It's a kind of... I'm not really sure.
Do you want to take a call? Hmm? Should we take a call? We got facility to take a call, and hopefully fingers crossed. No, they've gone. They've hung up. They're hanging on far too long. You didn't realise that phone thing, that flashing thing, was somebody trying to get through. All right. Now, so we've already established you go to bed 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Tristan?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. But you, and this is why I wanted to bring this up, you go to bed, you're the oldest.
Yep.
And you don't go to bed, you know, too much later than Thomas, the youngest.
Yeah.
So why do you go to bed so early?
I have trouble sleeping. So okay. At 9 o'clock, it's my time to wind down. So probably about 1 o'clock, I sleep and then wake up about 5:30. But that's enough sleep for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so you go to bed that early, and you what do you do when you're doing your wind down then?
I just lay there and just think of things,
yeah,
like calming things or something,
and that allows you to sleep eventually.
Eventually, yeah, after like four hours.
4 hours, you say 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and I say I think more and more people, because I don't have a problem going off to sleep. I could go up at 10 o'clock, which I generally do about 10:30 during the course of the week, and then I'd probably be awake at about 2:30, 3 o'clock and won't be able to go back to sleep. So what sort of, you say you do, what's the special word you say you use? The not yoga or stuff like that?
No, I want to try like this yoga thing to help me sleep better.
Okay.
Because I worry a lot, so I think the worrying is keeping me awake.
Right,
I just worry about random things.
Just random things pop in your head?
Yeah.
It
feels like my brain doesn't switch off.
Right. Okay. See, I'm very similar. I'm thinking of the things that I haven't done yet. I've got to do that. I remembered that. I've got to do that. So maybe we should try some techniques. Maybe we should look into it, do some studying, and come back tomorrow and see how we get on. Okay, so let's see if we can take a call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right. How are you?
Slightly deaf due to this head cold thing, but not too bad, thanks.
How long have you had this head cold?
Oh, crikey, it started about a week ago.
Do you know what, I had a cold about 3 weeks ago, Keith.
Yeah.
And I got rid of it pretty quick because I'm fairly healthy. But I've been left with this. I still sound like a cold, but I haven't got one.
Yeah. How about your hearing? Did you go partially deaf?
And that was the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling with that as well.
Blame the Russians, mate.
Everyone else is blaming the Russians, aren't they?
Yeah.
I blame Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that company in Bristol had to pull all its vodka off its shelves because apparently released a vodka that was called Novichok. Yeah, unreal, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yes, regarding bad language.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed a few years ago to hear that my daughter took her, my grandchildren, up to Carfest, that thing that's run by Chris Evans up at Laverstock over here. You know, it does it. Well, I think he does a Carfest North and a Carfest South, doesn't he? I don't know if you ever heard of it, have you?
Yeah, I have. Wasn't there an issue with it last year?
I can't remember. I know that I can't remember if it was last year, it might be the year before, but she was very surprised that Bob Geldof got on the stage and every other word was an expletive.
Yeah, no. When he came down to the Isle of Wight Festival, he was the same.
Really? Oh, it might have been the same year as that then, mate.
Could well be.
It might be, because they normally do the range, don't they?
Yeah, I just think... Let's be honest, if you're out in a crowd, especially, I mean, you know, when Bob Geldof came with the Boomtown Rats a couple of years ago, when you look out in the crowd, you know that there are going to be youngsters, you know, in the crowd.
Well, it's class as a family festival, mate.
Yeah, too right, right.
I just couldn't understand why he decided to go and do that, but, you know, he went down quite a bit in my daughter's eyes, put that way.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Because let's be honest, you wouldn't, if you then met them backstage and you had kids, I doubt very much that he would be using that kind of language.
No, it's all part of his act, mate, isn't it?
It is, but then, you know, maybe it's a case of people have to tone it down and be more respectful.
Well, apparently, so I heard through the grapevine, it was the same the other night up at Twickenham. Eminem was on, did a concert at, what they call it, Twickenham Rugby Ground.
Right.
Apparently the PA was so loud you could hear every swear word he was saying out of the stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then again, I suppose it comes with the style of music, doesn't it, mate?
Do you think there'd ever be a time when we just sort of say, do you know what, they're just words, we've just got to accept them, let's not have any boundaries whatsoever, because we're never ever going to be able to police them properly?
No, I know, mate. It used to be able to, in the days gone by, you know, policemen used to come up and say, oi, cut that language out, but now that, you know, they get it every day in the face, don't they?
Yeah, I just there is an element to, I think if they were to just do that and say, look, it's just language, it's not big, it's not clever, it's just language, do what you want, and then, you know, it might mean that people won't use it because it will lose its appeal, if you like, if that's the right way of putting it.
Yeah, very true. It is funny though, when you watch American films, when you watch the adult version and then you watch the non-adult version, and somebody ends up having a fight, and he says, "Oh, you dirty fighter! Oh, you melon farmer!"
Yeah. Sorry, it's a young lady this end, Keith. You can't see her, but she's in stitches now.
Yeah, it's true though, mate, isn't it? It's true though. Anyway, you have a good time, mate. Look after yourself.
And you, thanks, Keith.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Al. Bye. Let's hope he feels better soon as well. That head cold is horrible, I must admit. Now, what are you laughing at?
He said something about like a melon something.
Careful. All right, so did you agree with what he was saying or not?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit disrespectful for the person that was on the stage who knows that there are going to be children at an event to start swearing, because it could quite affect the child's...
Okay, I've got a question for you. Are you a fan of Ariana Grande, is it?
Grande.
Grande. Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Okay. She went up in my estimation last year with what happened in Manchester. And a lot of youngsters look up to her. And, you know, I like that. She comes across as a really, really nice, decent person. Her latest single we can't put on the playlist because it's got bad language in. What do you think about that?
I think it's quite... I want to say, like, it's quite weird to put Because if you know that people aren't going to be able to play your songs on the radio, there's not really any point in making the song, because no one's actually going to be able to listen to it unless they like look it up.
Yeah, well, they can listen to it. They can't listen to it on the radio, but they can listen to it elsewhere.
Yeah.
If the settings haven't been changed. But you make a really good point, and it's a point that I wanted to make, but I'm glad that you did it, because it begs the question, well, hang on a minute, if you're putting this stuff in there and we can't release it, we can release it but we can't play it, what's the point? So what would you say to those people? Would you say it to them, or would you say to the people that are making the rules up, would you say, hey, hang on a minute, you know, you've got to relax the rules, or it's a case of you go back to these people and saying, why are you releasing songs with bad language in?
It's more, why are you releasing these songs with bad languages in? Because if someone doesn't have access to, like, YouTube, or they're not allowed on things like that, they probably won't even be able to listen to them. So they won't. And people, like, at school, they always say, oh, have you heard this new song? And some people are like, well, no, because I can't listen to it because I'm not allowed to use that sort of language.
I like to send the message to old Granddad and say, hey, look, you know, really admired you for last year. Don't really admire you for your latest single because it's got bad language in. There's no need for it. All right, I think it's a girl that she's singing with on the particular song, but why would you want to associate yourself with somebody like that? And I just think we need to clean up an act, and clean up our act. And they say, that message from you is quite simple. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? We can't actually hear your songs. So, therefore, what's the point? You're going to lose in sales. You've got to clean up your act. I wish you'd have said that. Then I wouldn't have had to. But, I, you know, you, that's what virtually what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hi, who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Geezer.
Hello, Arthur. How are you?
All right. You seem to have found the only few level-headed children on the whole island here.
I've got to be honest with you. When I walked in this morning, we had a 5-minute conversation, and I thought, God, this is going to be hard work. And already, you know, they're all different ages, and they all have, by the sound of it, different views on different things, and they can all put their point across really, really well. And even when I don't agree with what they're saying, they put it across in such a way that I think, well, I can see your point, though.
All right. Well, look. To the young ladies and gentlemen you've got in there, if you've got two songs that are the same, and one of them contains all manner of awful swear words, which one would you play in front of your grandma?
Ooh, good question. Good question. Where do we want to go with Tristan first? Let me just say, it's a cop-out to say you ain't got any grandparents, because we'll just say parents, or, you know...
I'll probably like play the version that hasn't had the swearing in it.
Probably.
You see, that's fair comment.
I would.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you play the swearing version?
Because like I know that if I played the swearing version, my nan will react really badly and probably have a go at me for playing like music with like really bad language in it.
And would you feel uncomfortable with that?
Yes, I would.
There's the answer to the question.
Hang on, let's go across the desk now. Same question to you.
I would definitely play the version without the swearing in it, because it's the same as what Tristan said. I would probably get told off, and I don't really want to be playing any of that sort of stuff, because there's no point, really.
Okay, we've got two other people that are not on microphones at the moment, Arthur. We're going to ask them their opinion. Just give us a thumbs up, yes or no. Yes or no, Thomas, first of all, yes or no, would you play the song with the bad language in front of you? No, absolutely not. He's given a no. What about you, Jess? She's not sure. Not sure whether she'd be doing the you know, gone right down in our estimation. Not sure. So we've got three definites. Three definites, one not sure, but I think if push came to shove, I think that you would probably not play a song that had some tasty language in front of your grandmother. Am I right? Am I right or wrong? Yeah. Yeah, no, that's four.
See, that is clean the sweet. Whole point about this, isn't it? Who is all this stuff aimed at? It's not aimed at you. It's not aimed at me. And it's certainly not aimed at the people who buy the records. It's aimed at the kids to shock. It's shock tactics. And they can all have a little giggle about it in the school, in the playground, or on Facebook. Did you hear the word in that? You see, swearing in records is not new. If you want to wind it back to the 1960s, Mick Jagger was told to change the lyrics of Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
He was told to change the lyrics to that. Similarly, not so much about swearing, but other things, the Kinks had to hastily change La 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 Lola, because they mentioned Coca-Cola in the original lyrics.
Yeah.
So, you know, people have been pulled into studios to change one word in the past, yet now you can have probably 3 minutes of expletives and all sorts of other stuff which probably we don't understand, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So who's it aimed at? It's not aimed at the majority of the people in the population. It's aimed at the kids, which music's always been aimed at. But to me, it seems to be aimed at younger kids.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think there was something I've got an ongoing dispute with Apple at the moment. And I have messaged them several times, and they've yet to clear up this issue, this point. Now, if you were to go onto, you know, Apple Music, and others are available, you would be able to say, right, click a button and say, right, everything with an expletive in doesn't appear. It's greyed out. You can't play it. Okay?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's modern music. If you were to, just say, for instance, if you were to pick any song from any artist from yesteryear with the same expletive, the same words, they won't have that expletive signed by them. For instance, The Who. The Who.
Who are you?
Who are you? And that has some tasty language in. But if you go on Apple and look at the song Who Are You by The Who, it won't have that expletive signed by it. Now, I don't know why. I'm not even going to guess. But I just think that is double standards, or probably just laziness, because it comes down to knowing what every lyric in every song is all about. And if you've got 40 million songs in your database, how the hell are you going to monitor that?
Well, here's one for you then, right? Will you play Elvis Costello and Oliver's Army?
We do. And I know what you're going to say. It's got the N-word in it.
Should you play it?
Well, I tell you what, if we went through almost every song, we wouldn't have much of a playlist left.
No.
Be all instrumentals.
You know, but the principle is still the same. It's there's always going to be one or two that slip out. I mean, we know, older, the youngsters in your room there won't remember the laugh and giggle that people of our age had when oh God, what's her name? They're Chris Difford and Tilbrook. Who were they? Squeeze.
The greatest band in the world, Squeeze.
Yeah.
Cool
well,
for
they,
Cats.
They slipped a few odd ones into their early stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe not directly.
Hello?
Indirectly, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, it made everybody laugh, and it was reasonably funny. My mum didn't have a clue what I was laughing at. You know? But that's kind of okay in that respect, but if you was to release it now, it would have all of the four-letter words you can mention, plus a load more on it. And I don't find that funny at all. I don't find comedians funny that have to swear just to get a laugh. To my mind, you get a much better laugh out of somebody like the two Ronnies who use the Cockney rhyming slang and still say the same word but don't actually physically say it.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny because that's a bit cleverer. You don't have to be clever to swear.
There you go. We should have a t-shirt with that printed on.
Well, it's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to be clever to swear. If I'm sitting watching the television, I sat down to watch Ramesh Ranganathan, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
I thought it might be an interesting programme. And the first thing they said before I came up, this programme may contain bad language. And I thought, he's coming touring. Well, why would it have... And before he's even started, he starts using the F word. And I thought, why? See, it's unnecessary. if people of an older generation can know when and where to use the swear words, then that has got to be the lesson given over to the younger generation. And all these music songs that come out with all sorts of stuff, and blame Madonna, she's as bad. They stick all sorts of things in. It's giving the kids the wrong impression. They think that's music. It's not. It's just bad language with a tune attached to it.
I'd vote for you, Arthur.
There you go, mate.
I'd vote for you. Thanks for that.
But I love it. I love the fact that you've got some sensible kids in there, because I don't see many sensible kids on the Isle of Wight.
They're the only ones here, you know, on the island today. So, you know. No, believe it or not, there's been a number of people that have come in and done the lunchtime social debate on the four-piece course. Generally, you never meet, you don't meet many that don't have the same kind of opinion. I think it's
good for them.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I hope when they get a bit bigger, they end up running the council on the island. We might have some common sense here for a change.
There you go. Right, there's an incentive.
There's a task. Right, I'm going back to work now.
Go on in.
Take care.
Thanks for your call, Arthur. Cheers.
Bye.
That was Arthur, that was. He was, agreeing with you guys, and which is always good to know. But then, you know, it doesn't make always a good debate, does it? And that's why Jess is kind of the fly in the ointment, because she stays up late and feels that she'll be able to watch anything she wants to watch and so on. And seriously, would you? I don't know, you don't know anywhere in my comments. Just give us a yes. I'm going to ask you that question again. You've had a bit of time to think about it. If you had a song that you had a clean version, like you said, if you had a clean version and a rude version of a song, which one would you play in front of your grandmother? Would it be the clean or the rude one? You play the clean one. So we have got a clean sweep. We've got four youngsters that will say, that's not what she was saying earlier on, was it? She was rebelling. She was being rebellious. Right, okay. So we've got a couple minutes left. Do you just want to tell us what we're going to be doing on the lunchtime social debate for the next couple of days? Can you remember? Go on. Tristan, you remember?
I think it's tomorrow. That's what I think. We are discussing about... should mobile phones be allowed in school?
Whoa, that's a good one.
And I think it should teenagers get jobs whilst they're in school.
Right, okay. Do you want to just elaborate on that one? On the job front, can you?
Yeah, I think
go on, then.
It...
Have you got a job?
No.
Would you want a job?
Well, yeah. I guess.
What could you do now at age 12? You're allowed to do a paper round?
Yes, I think so.
All right, research. We need to come back with and turn that I think so into you can at the age of. Because I thought you had to be 13 or 14. So you being age 12, you wouldn't be able to do a paper round. Which is wrong, because when I was 12, I was doing a paper round. I know there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more danger around today, supposedly.
Yeah.
But I was allowed to do it. So would you like to do a paper around age 12?
Yeah, I mean, like, it gives you your it starts your your responsibilities. So, yeah, why not?
Okay, so that's something that we're talking about tomorrow. So that's the job side of things. Do you, being the oldest person in the group,
mm-hmm.
like really, really old at the age of 14 and a bit.
Yeah, really old.
Do you have a job?
No, but I would like one, though.
You'd like one?
Yeah.
Have you looked into it, what you can and can't do, age, you know, 14 and a bit?
No.
You would be able to do a paper round, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be able to.
Okay, poor old Thomas wouldn't be able to do one. Kia wouldn't be able to do one. Kaya wouldn't be able to do one. So, you know, I'm going to call you, so I've got a nickname for you, Tufty, and IKEA. I think we call you IKEA.
Oh, no.
All right, so what was the first subject you picked?
Mobile
phones in school.
Yeah, should be allowed.
So you're saying should be allowed?
Should they be allowed? Like,
should they be allowed? What do you think? Should they be allowed?
It all depends how you're looking into the situation. So, like, for example, say...
Well, don't give us a for example. We'll do that tomorrow. Yes
okay,
or no, yes or no, Kaya?
No.
No mobile phones in school?
No.
But you take your mobile phone into school?
Yeah, but I don't use it. I just have it in my bag.
Ah, right. Hypocrite. thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.